Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And also known as your dynamic duo. You get the gist. But anyway, we are here again talking about the next part, actually the last part of our 7-part holiday series. If you've been joining along, this is part 7, and we've got some kind of fun things to share with you. So, Jen, what is part 7?
So, the last one here is all about, I think we worded it, creating a game plan.
Yeah. Right?
Like, knowing, like, going into this holiday, the celebrations that you're going to, this is what we were thinking, feeling like you know how you're going to handle it, instead of kind of dreading or having anxiety about all the options there shall be, or maybe all the people there shall be, or
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. And Jen, kind of to help the listeners kind of, you know, think about that for themselves, can you tell us what your game plan is?
Oh, I don't have one. How about you?
Wait, really? Me neither?
Oh my gosh.
That's funny. And well, you might think that's kind of crazy, but the reason we don't have game plans, Jen,
is because we are, well, we're still learning, but we've learned to listen to our body. So we have, rather than a game plan, I would say we have a strategy that works for us. And for me, the way I would explain it is that I am becoming more and more aware, actually all the time, of how different foods and things in my life affect how I feel and affect my body and how it works and my weight and all the things. And so then I actually work on just having a different focus so that I'm eating with intention. So honestly, it depends on the situation and the day and what's going on, what actually works for my body. But overall, I can say, I'll just share really quick and Emily can share next. But there are certain foods that don't really work for my body. And I have learned through, well, some bad experiences that they don't, like, they don't make my body feel good. So like sugar is not my friend. And gluten and dairy are not my friends. Now, really quick before you get all nervous, that does not mean I don't eat sugar, dairy, and gluten. What that means is I know that there are, a simple way to put it is it's like a cup of stressors. There's only so many stressors that one body can handle. And so I work every day on like balancing that out. And so some days I do eat sugar and I do or don't pay a price later. But overall, I work on eating with intention, like knowing that, yes, this is worth it to me right now. So no food guilt, but like right now, yep, I want to eat. I'm gonna go back to a different episode in this series where I talked about the yogurt-covered pretzels. But some days I'm like, yep, this is worth it to me. They sound really good. I know the pretzels, like we do, are gluten-free, so there's like a little bit of sugar, but it sounds really good, and my body can handle it today. And other days I'm like, that is gonna really tip me in a negative direction. Mm-hmm. This is not worth it. And sometimes I mess up, and then I just let it go and start over. So that's me. How about you?
For sure.
Oh, really quick, and I work on getting in protein because it stabilizes blood sugar, greens because antioxidants, right?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking? Like greens are your friend.
Yeah.
And water and movement.
Yes. Amen.
And then the rest is actually not as hard.
Right. Exactly. I think that kind of goes along with what my ideas are too of how, I mean, why I don't have a game plan. I heard this quote, probably 10 years ago or something, which really helped kind of me, that didn't make sense, which really helped me realize that I don't need to be so obsessed with food. It was that food is fuel. And so once I got that in my head, I was like, oh, when I continue to just eat and eat and eat, that doesn't become fuel. It makes me want to go in a food coma. That's not fuel. And so I from then on, I practiced eating to fuel myself. And once I was done, I was like, okay, now time to do something else. And so food is to help me to do the things that I want to do. It's not, it doesn't always have to be an activity, because I mean, yeah, that makes sense. So with that, on for Christmas this year, I will be, my sister just sent me a long schedule of what we're doing on Monday.
I love it. She's awesome.
She's like, this is your job.
I love it.
And this is the schedule. And so that's what we're doing. And it keeps me busy. So I just enjoy doing things and activities. And once I, like you said, do so with intention, it decreases the urge to binge, so to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that this is literally after 5 years of working on this. Now, I do think that if you follow the roadmap that I'm going to share about at the end of this podcast, that you can get there faster. But like, we have been working on this for years. So this is like how we talk about it kind of flippantly, like, yeah, it's like not a big deal. I have no plan. Like, that may not work for you because you're not us and you're not where we are. Like, we've been practicing this. Okay. So it's all a practice. But the sooner that we all listen to our own body and notice how the foods that we are eating make our body physically feel, then the sooner we, like, then we can start to practice. And it's a practice, and you're gonna quote unquote mess up, and you're going to at some points likely have some food guilt or feel like remorseful, and like, this is a practice. But we as you practice it and make it a habit of just like hopping back on the plan of no food guilt, no food rules, but like respecting our body, like that's the goal always. And when we eat for fuel and mm-hmm. eat because we respect the temple that we live in, then it's like in time it becomes more natural.
Agreed.
So grace and patience, and be nice to yourself, because honestly, food freedom means you know you have a choice. So you can eat whatever you want to eat.
Yeah, amen. So the thing that you just brought up, what was that? Your course? Can you explain
that? Oh, yes. I was like, wait, what did I say? Okay.
Catching her off guard.
Yeah. So really quick, before I tell you about Beyond the Diet, which is a self-paced online program, I just want to remind you that this game plan or lack of game plan, whatever it is it's a just some thoughts for you to think about, so that instead of like going into your holiday celebrations kind of nervous and hoping that you don't mess up too bad or whatever it is that is your thing, instead I would ask yourself, like, given all I've got going on, what's the best way to handle it? So that helps with perspective, right? Like, everyone's situation is different. So you, the listener, you have a super different situation than I do, or maybe you don't, I don't know. And Emily's life is different than mine, and she gets together with different people. But with all of that, how can you live your best life right now? Your best life this Christmas. So,
amen.
Okay, Beyond the Diet. Beyond the Diet is, I'm thinking what to start with. So it is for the lady that has tried all, or the person that has tried all the diets and is frustrated because honestly, no diet has ever really worked for you long term. And so you might feel like you're still looking for the plan that's finally going to work for you, maybe. That's how I used to feel. And then, okay, so that's what it's for. It's like the lifetime dieter, right? Like yo-yo dieter, right? And if you feel like stuck, overwhelmed, frustrated about your food habits or lack of ability to lose weight or keep off the weight. It's like when food's complicated. This will help you, okay? So it is a 9-step course that just maps out the steps that we've taken to go from that stuck, frustrated, overwhelmed, feeling insecure in it. Like I felt out of control with food sometimes. Like that was frustrating and I felt like a willpower weakening. I felt like a failure, right? It is for the person that feels bad about their food habits, that wants to change them and doesn't know how. And it gives you the steps to get to food freedom. So touching on that, summarizing what we talked about at the beginning of the episode, right? Where I want you to be able to actually look at Christmas and be like, yeah, that's going to be a good time with my people instead of being worried about food. That's what it will help you with. Mm-hmm. So that food is fuel and a part of your life, just a part of your life that helps you, and it's not like your enemy that you don't, and the thing that you don't know what to do about. So food freedom is knowing you have a choice. So if that sounds like you, like if that resonates with you, if you're wanting to be able to next Christmas be like, you know, I don't have a plan because I'm just going to wing it. No, I'm going to feel out what feels right that day. Then this is for you. The link will be in the show notes. Do you, like, if you were, Emily, really quick before we go, if you were thinking about signing up for Beyond the Diet or looking for help or, you know, what would be the questions you, do you have any questions? Based on what I said, do you have any questions about Beyond the Diet, what it is? It's super familiar to me, so then I'm like, I just want to make sure I covered the basis. Would you have any other questions? It's got some videos, it's got some worksheets. You can reach out if you have questions.
Oh, do you have any sales?
Stay tuned because we will have a sale coming out in the next week here for the new year.
Ooh.
Yeah. So just keep your eyes peeled. I don't want to say too much because it's, we've got a couple different things that we're going to reveal in the next few days. But
other than that, I don't know. I think you explained it well.
Okay.
If you have questions, you know where we are.
We're on Facebook since you're listening to this on a podcast, right? So go head over to Facebook where the group is called Beyond the Diet. And you can ask questions in there.
All right.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And we
will talk to you. Yes. Have a great holiday. We'll be back next week.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.